This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Looking downfield, watching downfield, going for it all! And caught! There's win! DJ Moore!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
That is one of the iconic moments of the NFL season. Just, I mean, and I said this at the start of the show, we're talking about Ole Miss Miami last night. We have been, sincerely, as sports fans and sports bettors, have been blessed as of late. Now, not every primetime game has been an absolute banger, but like Bears-Packers on that Saturday night game was sick in Soldier Field with the winner from Caleb Williams to DJ Moore in overtime. The Sugar Bowl last week, Ravens-Steelers on Sunday night. Last night with Ole Miss Miami, it has been so, so, so good. And we, dear listener and dear viewer, we collectively stand on the precipice of an incredible football weekend. Indiana-Oregon tonight in the college football playoff semis in the Peach Bowl. Winner plays Miami next Monday in the Natty. Five NFL playoff games, two on Saturday, three on Sunday. And then, of course, Monday night football with the Texans and the Steelers. What a time to be alive. And joining us right now to help us break it down. And I said this going to break. Now, a lot of our listeners and viewers are very happy that this gentleman will be joining us on the show. He's been coming on You Better You Bet since 2019. Professional sports bettor Rob Pozzola, who is the founder of the Hammer Betting Network, which features our friend Joey Kanish. He's the host of Forward Progress, which is a NFL betting show, which I would encourage everybody to check out. Find it on YouTube or in podcast form. Circles off as well on Twitter at Rob Pozzola. So Rob is a professional sports bettor. Rob is also a gigantic sports fan and is very entertaining. So if you've never heard Rob or watched Rob before, I think you will be in for a treat in the same way you were with our friend Joey Kanish. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy NFL playoffs.
Thank you very much, Nick. Thank you for the kind intro. I don't quite bring the same amount of energy as Joey Kanish. That's more like a Michael Irvin type of energy. That's not me necessarily, but I do try to keep it entertaining and informative, so do appreciate that intro.
Tony Montana type of energy is, I think, what we're talking about with our friend Joey Kanish. Before we get to the games, I want to preface this by saying I know that our longtime audience knows this, and I did just say it just now, but just to really pound the point home, in addition to someone who like makes a living betting on sports, Rob is a ginormous NFL fan, like a Dallas Cowboys fan, but loves the National Football League. Just curious, what did you think of the Ravens firing John Harbaugh? And where do you think John Harbaugh ultimately ends up in 2026?
So I was not surprised, and I feel like it was the right time for the Ravens to fire Harbaugh. I think he's like a surefire Hall of Famer, going to go down as one of the best coaches of my lifetime. But sometimes over a long period of time, you just sort of lose your edge. It happens to bettors in betting. It happens across every field. And Harbaugh was at the precipice like 10 years ago of the analytics movement and being out ahead of all these other teams. And slowly the rest of the league is caught up. And I personally love Harbaugh. I just don't think he's anything special anymore. I think if you were a team that was looking to rebuild your culture from the ground up, you might be looking at someone like that. Jets would be a perfect example of like a team that could use someone like a Harbaugh. But I don't think he's necessarily like the X's and O's guys that's gonna take you over the top anymore. So in terms of where he's going to end up, Nick, that's a really good question. I know some people are tying him to Miami because the weather's good. And like, I don't know why anyone would want to coach Miami right now. Seems like the least lucrative job on the entire market. I think ultimately he gets to pick, really. He's going to be that highly sought of a candidate. But I think your Giants are going to actually be the team that I think he ends up with, Nick.
Am I crazy in your estimation? A lot of people think I'm crazy because I put some videos up on Twitter and Instagram at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Follow me there. Rob on Twitter at Rob, and on Instagram, I believe, at Rob Pizzola. I prefer Kevin Stefanski, and I wouldn't dislike the John Harbaugh hire for my team. We've been so bad for so long, like tough to say I wouldn't want John Harbaugh. I prefer Kevin Stefanski. I'm guessing based on that answer you just gave that you would prefer Stefanski if forced to choose. Am I right about that?
I would. There's a wide range on Stefanski of like what people think about him around the league. Some people think he's incredibly overrated. I don't. I'm not one of those. I think he's a really smart offensive mind. If I had to choose my coach on the market right now, I would be picking Stefanski. I think he's the best available candidate that's out there. So I slightly prefer him. I think he still has a larger grasp on modern day NFL than John Harbaugh does.
All right, so we're going to get to the games now on Wild Card Weekends. And look, not every bet that I give out is going to win. I lost last night with Ole Miss. Wish they had not gotten the two-point conversion. Story for another time. Not every bet Rob gives out is going to win, but Rob has a lot of gravitas behind him with these, with the way he thinks about games and handicaps games. So let's get to it, my friend. We'll go in chronological order. The Rams, 10.5-point road favorites at Carolina. Total of the game, 46. So would love your opinion on the game and also how you view the Rams heading into this postseason.
All right. For the game, of all the games this weekend, this is one where I have the least of an opinion. Coming into the week before the lines came out, I was hoping that we would get a deflated Rams price in some capacity, but we didn't get that. And now the weather is a real concern for tomorrow. And the thing, like, the Rams are an elite unit, but they're elite in like a precision-based way. Especially with Kevin Dotson out on the offensive line, they're not going to be the team that's like a pure ground and pound. They win with timing. They win with spacing. They have layered route concepts off of play action. So when you have wind and rain in Carolina, that reduces, like that flattens the passing tree for them. It forces longer and messier drives. And we saw that play out for them last time they were in Carolina. It rained pretty heavily on some of those out routes. They were very dangerous throws. Matt Stafford threw a pick six. He threw another pick in the red zone. I will say Davante Adams being back is big for them. He's not just another receiver. He's a problem solver on third down. He's a problem solver in the red zone. When structure breaks down, he's a guy that can still win. On the Carolina side, they're not a good football team, but they've shown in this matchup that they can dictate, I'll call it like the texture of the game. They can really, really slow it down. Slow tempo, run heavy, fewer possessions. It's like how teams used to play the Golden State Warriors, Nick, in their prime. Like, you don't want to come out and run and gun with them. You want to slow the game down as much as possible. That's what Carolina's going to do, and that's why I don't have a lot of interest in laying it with the Rams in this game. Ultimately, yeah, nothing to do here, in my opinion. I think the market is fine. In terms of the Rams in the playoffs, I mean, they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. They would love to not have to get the Eagles in round two, in my opinion, but I mean, there's three teams that are miles above everyone else in the NFC. It's Seahawks, the Rams, and the Eagles. I'd be surprised if another team ends up making the Super Bowl out of the NFC, but I'm not counting them out because of the way that they finished the season. Like, this is still a very, very good roster.
And Davante Adams going to be back, obviously, makes a big difference. I like the Eagles, the best of those teams, but I think you can make the case for I like the Rams more than the Seahawks. I'll make Sam Darnold prove it to me, and maybe he will. Yeah. Saturday night. Potential wind in the forecast and snow, total on the way down. Pick the winner of the game, Rob, with the Packers and the Bears in Chicago. Total right now at BetMGM, 44.5. How are you betting this one?
All right, picking the winner of the game, I think the Packers will likely win a close game. If you look at the two games so far this year, I think the Bears got pretty lucky in that second matchup. They recovered an onside kick to win it. I think the Packers are maybe just slightly better overall, but as the point spread suggests, it's kind of a coin flip. I don't have a strong opinion there. In normal conditions, Nick, I would really love the over in this game. Now, obviously, in normal conditions, the total wouldn't be 44.5. This opened 46.5. It would be something in that range. But I still would have loved the over at that spot. Both of these offenses are their best off of play action. Both quarterbacks are comfortable pushing the ball outside the numbers. Both defenses have been very vulnerable to explosive plays when they have to defend vertically. So all those things would lead to an over, but obviously win complicates that. Now, Caleb Williams has a good arm. He can throw downfield in the wind, but his accuracy, if you look at win games for Chicago this year, his accuracy takes a big dip because, listen, it's just not easy to throw downfield in the wind. But you look at the defenses, Chicago's defense is extremely turnover driven. If you strip out their turnovers, this is not a unit that consistently gets stops. Green Bay's defense, Micah Parsons, Devontae Wyatt down on the defensive line. They had to put two corners on IR last week as well. I think all the attrition, like the injury attrition in this game, has come on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think there's a rush to bet anything right now. What tends to happen in these win games or weather games, especially as we get closer to kickoff and the limits go higher, is more money will probably come in on the under. I'm going to probably just wait till the absolute last minute, fire a small bet on the over in this game, because I just can't ignore the stylistic matchup here, which I think sets up for offense.
Yeah, and I think the number that Rob will be waiting for, and I don't want to speak for you here, so if I'm out of turn, just interrupt me, would be 44 or below for the over in this game with the Packers and the Bears. All right, you better you bet on this Friday. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola is our guest. Forward Progress is his show, YouTube and podcast form. Search Forward Progress and you will get it on social media at Rob Bazzola. Bills and the Jaguars in Duval. I'm surprised, buddy, by the betting market in this game. I thought for sure the Bills would get bet out, and maybe they will as we approach kickoff on Sunday. It feels like the Jaguars have been the preferred betting side. We're basically at a pick 'em here in this game. Total 51.5. How do you see it with the Bills and the Jags?
Never say never in terms of the Bills being bet out, because it seems to happen every Sunday in the NFL. They take game day money regularly. There's been a few teams this year or down the stretch that regularly take game day money. We'll see if that happens this week. I think there's two ways you can play it. So we're going to get final injury reports for this game today. Left tackle Cole Van Lannen for Jacksonville has not practiced yet this week. He left last week's game. A very underrated left tackle. The Jags have not dealt with offensive line issues for much of the year. The right tackle, Anton Harrison, was out for a little bit. It's pretty simple for me. If he's in, I like Jacksonville in this game at the current price. If he's out, I'd rather play the under. From a matchup standpoint, Buffalo is a run funnel, right? They're comfortable letting teams throw. They've been vulnerable on the ground all season. And Jacksonville, they become one of the most pass-heavy teams in football. So if they stick with their current identity, they're basically attacking Buffalo where they're the strongest on defense. If Jacksonville can run the ball, that completely changes the game. But if the offensive line is compromised, especially at left tackle, that becomes harder to pull off. On the other side, Buffalo's offense is slower and way more methodical than people think. Like, people think of the Bills as this high-flying scoring offense. It's all built off of reputation in the past. They are run first. They are content to bleed clock. They're not built for shootouts. They don't throw the ball downfield a whole lot, even though Brandon Cooks has been getting a couple downfield targets a game now. Jacksonville's defense also matches well against what the Buffalo Bills want to do. So personally, it's hard to read Jacksonville because down the stretch, outside of that game at Denver, they really played nobody, and this is not a nobody. But I'm believing in what the Jacksonville Jaguars are doing on offense, and ultimately, I just feel like the Bills have been overvalued in market all year long. So I'm going to either be looking to play Jacksonville. Hopefully, that's the one I'm looking for, fingers crossed, or looking to the under in this game because Buffalo just plays too slow for a total like this against a defense of the quality of Jacksonville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
10 seconds for this one. Do you agree with me that if the Bills lose this game, they need to fire Sean McDermott?
Oh, well, absolutely. Without a doubt, he shouldn't make it to Monday if they lose this game.
I kind of think John Harbaugh should be their next head coach, like before the plane lands in Western New York if they lose this game to the Jaguars. All right, sandwich game on Sunday. Eagles, my Super Bowl winner, a 5-point home favorite against the walking wounded San Francisco 49ers, 44.5. Anything in this one?
Yeah, so I really, listen, the Eagles have taken a bunch of money this week, right? I'm not a big fan of coming on and being like, well, you know, the line was 3 at 1 point, 3.5. Now we're up to 5. My fair value in this game is 6 right now. So directionally, I like the Eagles. Whether that means you go and bet them right now, maybe you don't need to, because you know, there potentially could be some sort of buyback on the 49ers here this week. But the key is how these teams match up, right? Like, San Fran's not a nobody team. Brock Purdy's been excellent, but his efficiency is very dependent on staying on schedule. When pressure gets there early or his first read is disrupted, his success rate drops off very sharply. And Philadelphia is built to do exactly that, especially coming off of what essentially was a bye week for them, where they were able to rest everyone that was going in with a significant injury. They now get Jalen Phillips back healthy, Jalen Carter back healthy on the defensive line. They can generate pressure without blitzing. They can collapse the pocket. And if Trent Williams is out, or even if he's limited for this game, and he could very much be limited with that hamstring injury, it's going to be a real problem. Then you flip it around. It's a very favorable matchup for the Eagles offense. I don't like Philly's offense. I don't think they're just going to figure it out in the playoffs, but the 49ers don't generate pressure. And when Jalen Hurts is kept clean, they're one of the most efficient offenses in the league. Plus, on top of that, they're just running out of linebackers. The 49ers have no linebackers. I mean, the Eagles can run the ball. I know they haven't done it super effectively this year, but they can dictate tempo. They can avoid mistakes in this game. Like I said, they pretty much got a bye week last week as well, where no one of importance played. So even at this price, I think the Eagles are the right side. I would just say maybe you wait and see. If Trent Williams practices again today, there could be a tick towards San Francisco. I'm not sure if there will be, but I make the game Eagles 6, and they're my favorite position of the week.
I need them to win to cash some Super Bowl bets that I have placed. Last one, Sunday Night Football, Patriots and the Chargers. New England, a 3.5-point home favorite, total 46. I love the Chargers to cover. What say you, Rob Pizzola, Chargers and Patriots?
My fair value on this game is Patriots minus 3.5. So I know it's, I don't really have a side opinion. I'm not going to force one on this game. I think there's such a wide range on what the Patriots could be. I mean, it's Friday night. If you're going to go to the movies with your significant other, see a comedy or something like that, you can stay home, save the money. You want comedy, just look at the quarterbacks that the Pats have played this year, because it's been an absolute joke, the teams that they've played. But ultimately, it's not like they've scraped by against these bad teams, Nick, right? Like, they're murdering a lot of these bad teams. Directionally, I like the over in this game. I think New England's defense looks good statistically, but it's extremely schedule driven. They faced one of the easiest slates of opposing offenses in the history of the league. And when they step up in class, like against Buffalo, their efficiency's dropped off. The Chargers offense is deeper and more versatile than any thing they've seen the entire season. On the other side, some people might say, well, the Chargers, you know, they play these two high shells. Yeah, they do. They're pretty good at preventing explosive passes. That doesn't kill scoring. It just forces longer drives. And long drives are fine if the other team can stay efficient. Drake May is very comfortable taking underneath throws. He's very comfortable against these types of defensive structures that the Chargers just allow things underneath. So ultimately, I don't see an edge on the side. I think this is a great game to play alternate spreads. Honestly, Patriots could win this game by margin. Chargers could win this game by margin. None of that would surprise me. But I think that both of these off, I mean, it's Herbert, it's May, no weather issues, total in the mid-40s. I like the over in this game.
Love it. And let's close with this. 15 seconds for the answer. Super Bowl 60 will be blank versus blank, and who wins? Pencil, not pen for the answer.
It will be Rams, Jags, and the Rams win.
So like the London game that the Rams won 1-0, one of the worst games of the season.
That is just a pure guess. From a future standpoint, I think the Eagles and Broncos are the best prices you can take in market right now. But I think Rams-Jags is just my fandom Super Bowl pick.
Love it. Rob is on Twitter, @RobPizzola. Forward Progress is the NFL betting show. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in podcast form. Just search Forward Progress. It is sensational. I watch it every week. Rob and his crew are great. The Hammer is the sports betting network. And for people really into sports betting, check out Circles Off as well. My friend, best of luck this weekend. Thank you very much for coming on the new show.
Thanks, Nick. Good luck this week as well.
Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better, You Bet. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, all my NBA bets for tonight as we send you into the weekend. And Black and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports here on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.